The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. Jesus said to him, I will come and cure him. The centurion said in reply, Lord, I am not worthy to have you under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. I say to one, go, and he goes. To another one, come here, and he comes. To my slave, do it, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed, and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Advent is a scene, is a time of double dynamism. We talked about yesterday. It's a time in which, as the word Advent means, we ponder that Christ is coming to us. He's coming to us in history, in Bethlehem. He's coming to us in mystery, in prayer, in the sacraments, and in His image and likeness in others. He's coming to us in majesty, on the clouds at the end of time, and at the end of our life. We just don't wait passively for His arrival. We, as we prayed yesterday in the opening prayer that begins all of Advent, we beg God the Father for the grace to resolve, not just to think it's a good idea, but to resolve to run forth to meet Christ His Son with righteous deeds at His coming in all three ways, in history and mystery and majesty. That as Christ is coming toward us, we're just not sort of walking toward Him. We're certainly not crawling toward Him, but we're sprinting with excitement toward that encounter. Today's Gospel shows us virtues that are involved in that spiritual sprint that's meant to occur each Advent. First thing we see is faith. This pagan centurion, not even a Jew, had heard about Jesus and ran forth to meet Him. He met Him at the city gates of Capernaum. What did He say? Come, heal my servant who's paralyzed, in another version, at the point of death. Jesus marveled at the man's faith when He said, you don't even have to come. Just say the word at a distance and he'll be healed. Jesus said, not even in all of Israel have I found such faith. When we run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds, the first righteous deed is faith, that we know what He's capable of doing. Second is humility. He didn't consider himself worthy to welcome Jesus into his home. He knew, in fact, he was unworthy, that he didn't merit it. Likewise, one of our righteous deeds is to go forth with humility. And when we approach Jesus with humility, we approach Him with unbelievable gratitude. The greatest gift we've ever received is God loved us so much He became a little baby in order to save us. If we think we're fine, if we don't think, like the centurion, that we're not worthy to have Jesus in our life, but nevertheless, He comes anyway and He makes us worthy, we don't really appreciate the unbelievable gift we have. Third righteous deed that we see today is He approaches for healing. He was specifically asking for the healing of His servant. But what He wasn't so much asking for, but was present, was the healing of His own soul, the healing of His life until that point, which would be brought about by the incredible miracle that Jesus Himself would work for a member of His household. Likewise for us, the first thing that's supposed to mark our Advent run is faith. that we're seeking after this year of faith to approach the Lord in these ways with deeper faith, a deeper trust in what He wants to do, where He wants to lead. Earlier today in the Vatican, when Pope Francis was preaching his own homily, he said many people live Advent on the way to Christmas as if it's just about a beautiful memory in the past. He says others live Advent in a way that they run out for the encounter, but they want to control the encounter. They want to be the padroni dell'incontro, is what he said. The owners of the encounter. They want to set the stage. Jesus, I'll meet you at exactly this time under exactly these conditions. And he said what's far more important, if we're going to be living this with faith, is that we run out to let ourselves be encountered. To let Jesus change us in the way He wants. To let Him set the conditions. We just run forth, but if He says, leave all that you have and come follow Me, we do, like so many of the apostles did. Or if we run out and He says, I want you to change this now. Stop making the excuses. That's not worthy of the type of relationship we're supposed to have. We make the strongest resolution of our life. That's the first thing, to approach Jesus with faith, to let Him call the shots. Second is we have to approach Jesus with deep humility. We're unworthy to have Him enter into our life. It's really important for us to grasp that, because it shows all the more His unbelievable love. St. Paul never stopped talking about this. He said it would have been unbelievable if Jesus had died for us if we were innocent. But instead, when we were still in sin, He had done all of this for us. In order for us really to grasp these gifts, we have to recognize that we're unworthy of them. We have to approach them with humility. And the third, and very importantly, we have to approach Jesus recognizing we need to be healed. You know, there's something beautiful every time we come to Mass. We make the centurion's words our own. We're supposed to mean them, not mumble them. Lord, I am not worthy to receive You under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. We need to come recognizing how much we need to be healed. And we can think that we need to be healed in one way, but Jesus will respond and say, you need to be healed in 1,000 ways. And that's what I want to do. But you've got to cooperate with this unbelievable gift I come into the world in order to be able to give you. That's why daily attendance at Mass is so important to live Advent well. Because it's every Mass that we make the journey of the centurion. But it's important that we not merely attend Mass, but we come here allowing Jesus to encounter us. We come with faith so that He can change us in the Mass. And not just, as Pope Benedict used to like to say, not to make this teeny weeny little bitty course correction, but a massive change where a massive change is needed. Second, we approach on our knees. We approach recognizing we're in the presence of His Divine Majesty. We approach, in a sense, naked, on a surgical table, asking the Divine Physician to heal us, to do whatever surgery He needs to, in order to make us whole. That's what Advent is about. Christ is coming. Let us run forth to meet Him with faith, with humility, and with a clear consciousness of how much we need to be healed. Praise be Jesus Christ.